Welcome to the AP Now podcast, the podcast that covers trends, insights, and emerging issues impacting every accounts payable function. Your host, Mary Schaefer, is the founder of AP Now, a B2B digital information and learning company focused on all issues related to AP. Stay tuned as Mary and her guests discuss the business intelligence you need to ensure a cost-effective, technologically efficient, fraud-resistant, regulatory-compliant accounts payable function. Without further ado, let's dive right in.
Welcome to the 14th episode of the AP Now podcast. I'm Mary Schaefer from AP Now, and on this session, we're going to talk about ways to improve morale without spending a fortune. Hopefully, this will be a fun podcast for everybody to listen to. Sometimes people say to me, well, you know, why did you choose to talk about this? Well, we're going to release this on, as it turns out, the 4th of July. So we thought that instead of having a topic that was heavy, fraud, invoice automation, important, I'm not saying they're not important, but we thought we'd have a lighter topic for this particular episode. So what we're going to talk about today is improving employee morale and improving morale when there's not a huge budget, okay? Maybe you're lucky you have a huge budget and you can do some other things, but the goal of this is to share with you some small ways that accounts payable departments that we know of have some fun together and in the course of it improve morale. So we've broken the talk down into two parts, those that don't cost anything and those that you might have to have a little bit of budget for. So we're going to start off with those that don't cost anything. Now, and they're in no particular order, by the way, they're just in the order they happen to show up on my lunch, on my list. Okay, so we're going to start off with Funny Hat Day. And this is a day, you know, you can do it once a quarter, once a year, just when you're trying to raise morale and everybody wears a funny hat. And everybody brings a hat in and they wear it, you know, not a baseball cap, although it could be a baseball cap decorated, could be a hat that you might wear to a fancy wedding, whatever, just to make everybody laugh. A similar approach that I've seen organizations do is have Funny Costume Day. And this is when people come in, usually on a Friday, in, you know, some sort of a costume or some clothes from another era. I know one case where the fellow went in with, you know, a Nehru jacket, whatever, just something, again, to create camaraderie. The next item that I have on my items that don't cost a cent list is a potluck lunch. This is where each person brings in one dish. Hopefully, it's the dish that they make the best or the dish that other people like the most. And you kind of have a potluck lunch. There are many variations on this. You can do just a lunch. You can do, you know, everybody brings in their favorite type of cookie. You can rotate, and maybe every Friday somebody brings in a pie or a dessert that they make. There's all sorts of variations. The idea here is to breed, if you will, camaraderie. The next one is, you know, divide either the department into two, the accounts payable department into two, if you have enough. And if there's a natural break, you break it that way. Or you might invite another department in. So you might invite, for example, your procurement your folks in. And, you know, usually at lunchtime, but it doesn't have to be. You put aside an hour and you play what I call family feud types of games. And somebody, you know, makes up a list of questions. They can be related to the accounts payable function. They can be related to your company. They can be all sorts of crazy things. And you compete. So you play the games and you keep score and hopefully you have some silly prize, you know, and the prize can end up being ice cream for everyone or whatever. But again, you're trying to build camaraderie. And when you're competing, you're also trying to have your folks learn to work in teams. So hopefully you can generate some team building, if you will. And the last one I have is a more serious one. You know, in the accounts payable department, rarely does anybody above maybe the vice president's level, maybe not even that level, maybe a controller level or an assistant vice president's level visit. So you might have a group lunch and have an executive come and visit. Maybe the CFO comes and has lunch with the team. Now, this won't be as much fun, to be perfectly honest, as the funny hat day, but it will make the people in the department feel like they're important. They matter. And if the executive can give a little speech saying how important the department is, or ask them about their problems, ask them about their concerns, whatever, it will improve morale. They'll think, oh, we're important enough. So maybe you can get the CFO to come down. It'd be great if you could get the president. But, depending upon the size of the company and your structure, it will depend. But try and get someone to come. It'll make everybody feel good about themselves. Okay. Before we move on to the longer part of our talk, the talk about things that you can do that cost a little bit, not a fortune, we have a word from our sponsor. AP professionals know invoices are easy to lose and it takes time to track down approvers while also having to code, log, cross-reference, verify, reconcile, and cut checks, all while staying compliant. Stamply simplifies that. When invoices enter the system, Stamply's artificial AI called Billy the Bot immediately gets to work by proposing GL codes, approvers, and flagging issues like PO mismatches and potential duplicates. AP simply confirms the information is correct and submits the invoice for approval. Now here's the best part. Stamply fixes the disconnected communications between approvers, AP, and vendors. With Stamply, conversations are centered around each invoice, and anyone can be invited to the conversation, getting to an approval decision up to 5 times faster. Visit stamply.com/APnow. See for yourself how your team can work smarter, not harder. That's stamply/APnow. And let's move on now, and let's talk about some things that might require the company to spend a few dollars. And when I say a few dollars, I really do mean a few dollars. I'm talking, in general, less than $100. So if, twice a year, the department can budget money for this, that would be a plus. And here are a few ideas. I'm sure you have others, which I'd love, by the way, for you to share with me if you happen to listen to this. So the first one is what I call a book club, once a month, a group of people who are interested, read a book and then get together at lunchtime and talk about it, just like any other book club. Now, while I'd love to say you should go out and buy all the accounts payable books that I've ever written, and those are the books that you should read and discuss, that's not really what I'm after. So let the group pick a book that they're all interested in and then read it. Maybe you can get it online. You can get a digital version, so it won't cost as much. But again, get a book, one that everyone's interested in, and then participate in a discussion. You might think, while it might be fun, to get a chick lit or a mystery, you might also think about ones about leadership, building morale, climbing the corporate ladder, things of that nature. Okay, that's a little bit more serious. And of course, if you have this book club, maybe you can alternate. One month we do a career building book, the next one we have personal development, then we have a fun book, etc. You can rotate it as you see fit. The next one, again, if you do this one, do it as a surprise. The company that I know did this, it was a huge success. And what this manager did is she simply went over to the local grocery store. She bought a few gallons of ice cream, a few toppings, some chocolate sauce, a few cans of whipped cream, some paper bowls and spoons. She brought it all back to the office and everybody made their own sundae. Complete surprise. Nobody knew she was doing it. It cost, $50. Next one, maybe the whole group goes out and participates in something together. Maybe they go bowling, something of that nature. The one group that I knew that did this, nearby them, they had one of these places where you go and they have the foam rubber dueling and whatnot. You hit each other with the foam rubber. And the manager there said it was a lot of fun. The group liked doing that. When it comes to food, there's no limit. Surprise breakfast, bring in donuts, surprise pizza lunch, something of that nature. And again, everybody gets together, sits down, chats in a very informal way. And again, they think enough of us to do this for us. This next one, I actually worked for the company that did this. We're in a big city. We're in New York City. There were ice cream men on the street. We used to call them the ice cream man. They'd had those wheelie carts, and we had them come into into the company, come into the department, and everybody got to pick their own ice cream, and then the company paid for it. Now, I will warn you, when we did that, everybody saw the ice cream man coming from the elevator, and we fed more than the department. So the bill was, you know, probably three times what we thought it was going to be, but still, everybody loved it. Next item, you have a professional of some sort come in and provide a service. So the one that I'm thinking of right off the bat, maybe have a masseuse come in and everybody gets, you know, a shoulder rub for 5 or 10 minutes. And so maybe you pay for, you know, the services for an hour or two. If you have an all-female staff, maybe you have somebody come in and do their nails. Something like this, something a little different, something fun. And the last one I have on the Won't Break the Bank page, in fact, this probably should have been on the free page, is many of you probably do Secret Santas at Christmas time. We'll do Secret Santa in July or Secret Santa in August. And set the limits low, you know, $5 to $10. Maybe you can even say, oh, the item has to be bought at Staples. Or, you know, you can set some sort of ground rule so nobody spends much money and everybody has a good laugh. Again, builds team spirit, builds camaraderie, and hopefully improves morale. Now, I've got one last thing that I want to talk to you about that hopefully will help improve morale in the department, and I'm giving you a heads up. Usually the second week in October is Accounts Payable Appreciation Week, at least in the United States. I know in the UK it is in the spring. But for us, it's in the fall, the week of October 6th. You've got a lot of time to plan. And what you can plan is to do something different, something small, something different every day. Maybe some of the things that we discussed already. Now, I will tell you that AP Now celebrates Accounts Payable Appreciation Week with our readers. And we do it by providing something a little different every day. So if you sign up to participate with us, what you'll end up getting is an article one day, a checklist another day, an invitation to a free webinar, and in 2019, all these items are going to focus on fraud prevention, and I think the topic that I'm going to discuss is how to prevent new frauds. And then we'll have a puzzle another day. I can't remember what the fifth thing is. So if you're not on our e-zine list, just go to the website, www.ap-now.com, sign up, and then we'll announce it in there, and then you can sign up to receive all these goodies. You have time to plan now, so plan what you're going to do for your staff, you know, maybe cookies one day, crazy hat day another day, whatever, and also sign yourself up, sign your staff up as soon as we open the gate, so to speak, because we like to have a lot of people. We like to hear from people. So, you know, we've discussed a lot of different items, a little different things that you can do. The goal here is that everyone has a good time and that, you know, along the way, morale gets improved for everyone. So I'd love to hear from you if you do any of these things or you have any other ideas. And if you're listening to this on the 4th of July, happy 4th of July. Thank you for listening to this AP Now podcast. I'd like to also thank our sponsor, Stamply, a leader in AI-powered invoice automation. If you like this podcast, please take a moment to rate this episode, review this episode, subscribe to the series, or even better, share it with your community on LinkedIn, Facebook, your staff, or wherever. To be alerted to new episodes, please sign up for our e-zine at www.ap-now.com. This e-zine also contains tips and news of upcoming AP Now webinars, articles, etc. Thank you for coming. I hope to see you again at a future episode.